Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rochester's home for live sports and the best sports talk anywhere. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
And time for our weekly visit with ESPN NFL Nation reporter Marcel Louis-Jacques in Orchard Park. Give us the latest from the Buffalo Bills. Practice today, a couple of roster moves, big game on Monday night to get to. Marcel, thanks as always for your time, bud. Appreciate it.
Of course. You know, it's my favorite Wednesday activity.
So I was telling Marcel there, I look forward to this conversation. I always think, wow, how much changes week to week here every time we talk. And I feel like we kind of have to go back to the Charger game a little bit to kind of, you know, figure out what happened there. Marcel, your thoughts on that win, and to me, it felt like a complete win where you had the special teams, you had the defense. That's a good sign for the Bills that they can win a game in this fashion, is it not?
Yeah, for three quarters, it was starting to look like the most complete effort we've seen from Buffalo this season. Even though, and I think that it's more coaching than it is execution, but even though they did seem to force feed the run game, they did kind of insist on running the ball instead of letting it come naturally. I think it probably would have been a little wider margin of victory if they had put the ball in Josh Allen's hands and let him air it out, like they've had some success doing this season. But for three quarters, special teams, I mean, they were leaps and bounds better than Los Angeles throughout the entire game. Probably the best defensive performance we've seen from them against a team not named the Jets. It was just those three consecutive turnovers in the fourth quarter it was a gut-wrenching way to end the game. Not as bad as the Arizona game, but still not a positive sign, not a positive trend for this offense in its past two fourth quarters. So, there is some things not to like. There are a few things not to like, but overall, you know, they're still 8-3. Defense is, I would say, they're back to their 2019 kind of before their 2019 level. And, that's kind of what we've been waiting to see from them all season.
Marcel, the Bills designating Matt Milano and Terrell Dodson to return from IR. And I know that you don't have the answer to this, but what do you think the odds are that we see Matt Milano back on the field for the Bills on Monday night?
I'd expect to see Milano. With McDermott, the fact that he's calling him day to day rather than week to week is usually a positive sign. And he's had 4 weeks now. He's had 4 weeks to heal up, to rest up, to get his body back to 100%. I think this is time. This is why they put him on IR when they did, because they need him for this stretch run. And as good as AJ Klein has played these past few games, you can imagine this defense will be even better with Milano's pass coverage ability on the field. So I'd expect to see Milano. No word on Dodson quite yet. But if I had to lean one way or the other, I would say Milano plays Monday.
Marcel, AJ Klein was kind of a target of Bills fans and frustration, and certainly his play wasn't stellar earlier in the season. But what are your thoughts on what we've seen out of Klein so far this year? And if I took it a step forward, well, we know Matt Milano is going to be a free agent. If Matt Milano is to move on, how comfortable would you be, knowing that you would have AJ Klein at least here?
Yeah, that is not a scenario. If I'm a Bills fan, that's not a scenario I would want to entertain right now. AJ Klein has had a very good past couple games. This is a career season already for him. He's already got a career high in sacks, but he's not Matt Milano. He's not the pass coverage type of linebacker that Milano is. He is very instinctive, and I think even while fans were upset with him during the early parts of the year, with mostly finishing plays, you can't deny that he was there. He was in position to make the play more often than not. So that is invaluable, but there's a reason why Matt Milano is probably going to command north of $12 million a year this season or this offseason, and it's because he is one of the more versatile backers in the NFL. I think if Milano leaves via free agency, you start to look at the draft and you start to look at other guys you can bring in, because once again, AJ Klein is good, but he just doesn't bring the same type of skill set that Milano brings, and that kind of skill set is vital for this defense's success.
Marcel Louis-Jacques covering the Bills for ESPN NFL Nation here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia for his regular Wednesday visit on ESPN Rochester. Marcel, let's look ahead a little bit to Monday here. I'm a little bit nervous about this matchup, and I know that San Francisco has been decimated with injuries, probably more so than any team in the NFL. I know that they've got a backup quarterback starting this game, but I also know that one thing that they're very good at is one thing that the Buffalo Bills are not very good at, and that's running the football, and the Bills having their trouble all season long in stopping the run. What do you think Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier dial up in order to try and slow down that run game for San Francisco?
I think you've got to make Nick Mullins throw the ball. If you're looking at that, offense. Guys, you know, a guy like Deebo Samuel is coming off a career game. He can do a lot with the ball in his hands no matter where he gets it on the field. But you've got to force Nick Mullins to beat you, because that's an obvious weakness. That's the obvious mismatch in this game. So I would expect them to concoct that kind of game plan to stack the box and say, hey, here's our defensive back. Here's Tre'Davious White. Here's Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. Here's Levi Wallace. Go ahead and test your luck, Nick, and we'll see if you can carry your team to a win. But that's something that McDermott and Frazier really excel at, is taking away an opponent's strength. We've seen it with these high-powered offenses and these high-profile quarterbacks the past few weeks. I'd expect to see similar type of results here on Monday night.
It's a good sign for the Bills. At least they have healthy scratches, so to speak. Trent Murphy not playing last week when, by all indications, he's fine. So you have A.J. Epineza, who, Marcel, I think has come along quite nicely. But when it comes to the run defense, who would be the better play this week, Epineza or Murphy?
That's kind of tough to say. I think it would be a good test for Epineza. Given that was kind of his strength, his perceived strength, something he'd be able to do well from the jump is defend against the run. But you're starting to see a lot more trust in him. You're starting to see them, you know, extend his leash a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised necessarily to see AJ Epineza active for this game, or possibly even both players active for this game. But Epineza has been impressive. I think his pursuit is really what's caught my attention these past couple games, is his ability not to quit on a play, his ability to chase a play down from behind. I think is that kind of energy and that kind of intensity is, once again, it's a critical component of this defense.
Yeah, he's faster than I think a lot of us thought he was going to be coming out of Iowa. We're talking with Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN NFL Nation, here in the sports bar. Marcel, that fourth quarter, you mentioned it earlier, it was ugly. The turnovers, Josh throwing off his back foot. I think that's something that we as Bills fans are going to have to kind of grow accustomed to seeing every now and then, that Josh might show up from time to time. But the more troubling thing for me was seeing Devin Singletary and the Bills getting the run game on track, but Devin Singletary putting the ball on the ground again. I mean, what do you think? What measures, what steps can you take to try and coach that mistake out of him? Because, you know, let's face it, they are going to need to run the football here down the stretch.
You've got to kind of instill it in guys' heads to know when to say die and to know when a play is over. But it's a tough threshold, because it's the same thing with Josh Allen, a guy who tends to have so much success trying to extend the play as much as he can, but and is prone to doing too much from time to time. It's kind of hard to tell a guy, you know, hey, kill that instinct, or, you know, stifle that instinct. But I think that was a case of Singletary eyes too far upfield, you know, trying to do too much with it and getting a little loose with the ball. But when he did run it, he did look spectacular. I thought that was one of, if not his best game of the season in terms of just finding daylight, making people miss. But they're going to need to get the run game going, no doubt. It's just they can't do it like it did. It just felt manufactured on Sunday. It didn't feel like it was coming as a result of a, you know, lanes opening up from a prominent passing game. It just felt like they're saying, we are going to run the ball until something did happen. And that's more or less what they did.
Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us. A quick update here as the Steelers for the second time today have it first and goal to go, and they come away with nothing. But so this time, instead of an interception, it's a Chris Boswell 25-yard field goal. Steelers now leading the Ravens 9-7, 10:57 remaining in the second. Marcel, I'm happy from a Bills standpoint that you don't have to see Joey Bosa anymore. How do you evaluate the offensive line play last week? Because yeah, you don't like to see what they kind of gave up there at times to Bosa, but then again, that's Joey Bosa. So what is the state of the offensive line heading into this Niners game?
You know, getting Feliciano and getting Feliciano back at a guard position where I think he's most comfortable, getting Morse back, I think it's a big issue. It's a big deal. Losing Cody Ford was a tough break because they were just so close to getting that full starting offense. Starting five offensive line back, and obviously it's not going to happen at any point this season. But they've struggled against some of the premier pass rushers in the NFL this season. I mean, Aaron Donald had his way with this with that old line there in week three. Joey Bosa, I mean, he was in the backfield so often that you would think he's lining up at running back. It's not a good sign knowing that, hey, they are struggling. They're probably going to struggle when one of these elite guys is lined up opposite of them. And it's a little more discomforting knowing that TJ Watt's coming to town in a couple weeks. They're going to visit Bradley Chubb the week after that. Like, there are still very good pass rushers on the schedule for the rest of the season. So it's something that I think they're going to have to, it's something that they're going to have to lock up, but something I think Bobby Johnson is capable of extracting from his unit.
Marcel Louis-Jacques joining us in the sports bar. I want to take a moment. I feel like we do this almost weekly, but I every passing week, I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with Stephon Diggs, not just on the field, but off the field, saying the right things when pressed, and just an exemplary attitude towards his team and what his contributions are to this team. And I'm a firm believer that Josh Allen isn't having the kind of season he's having without that acquisition of Stephon Diggs. Can you talk a little bit about what he's meant the last couple of games here, even games where he isn't the focal point? He didn't have a great game last year. He wasn't even used in the first half against the Chargers, yet he's still got a big smile on his face, and he's still, you know, showing up every day and really kind of taking a leadership role within this team.
Yeah, you're right there. They don't have this kind of success. They're not having this kind of season if Stephon Diggs is not Stephon Diggs. I think he said all the right things. He's saying, I think it rubbed them some kind of way. You know, he may not ever publicly admit it, but the fact that people saw his move to Buffalo and thought it was just going to be an unmitigated disaster, I think he really got it in his mind to prove them wrong. And this is a mentality that he's had since his days over at Maryland, when he was the number two wide receiver in the country and committed to his home state school over USC, over Florida, over Ohio State. And, that was seen as kind of an odd move in the recruiting community. It's really driven by peer pressure, and going to play football for a 2-10 Maryland team isn't the cool thing to do. But from the conversations I've had with people who are close to Stephon, he's the kind of guy that if you're telling him what he's doing, well, that's not popular, that's not attractive, that's not cool, he's saying, okay, I'm going to go there and I'm going to make it cool. I'm going to make it an attractive destination. I'm going to make it, you know, somewhere people want to be. And I think that's, obviously, he didn't have a say in coming to Buffalo, but I think he's operated with a similar mentality following the trade.
Marcel, this is just so refreshing. If I could just kind of back it out here a little bit, a little wider lens, because
that 4 years ago, it's not the case. I mean, it's not the case. I mean, Buffalo was Jacksonville or the Jets, or you've been on the beat now for a couple of years here in Buffalo. What kind of stories do you hear on how just the organization overall here in the last 4 years under Bean and McDermott has gone under this makeover where a veteran like Diggs can come in and bring this attitude? Because years ago, Marcel, that was not the case.
Yeah, there's a lot of respect here in Buffalo. They know that the culture is different. Now, players talk a lot, and I think a big reason why you see some of these guys signing in Buffalo is because they talk to the guys who are here, notably guys like Jerry Hughes or Lorenzo Alexander in the past, and they let you know, hey, this is somewhere where this is an organization that's going to extract the best out of you. You know, they are going to let you be yourself. It's a family-oriented environment, and they win. You know, it's a proven strategy now that you're coming off, you know, two playoff appearances in 3 years. Unless something awful happens, it's probably going to be back-to-back playoff appearances here in 2020. So the vibe is different. They're trend-setting outside of the field, like, you know, off the field. For example, with this COVID-19 precautions, I mean, they were the first team when any semblance of an outbreak happened, they pulled all their rookies from the building. They pulled all players from the building and held things virtually just out of precaution. And now you're seeing that's kind of the standard to do now. And anytime you get a positive test, that teams are just emptying their building. This emergency quarterback situation, it came to a head in Denver, but if that had happened in Buffalo, there was a plan in place. There is a plan in place, you know, that with Jake Fromm. And I would be stunned if that wasn't, again, a standard procedure across the league where guys are, you know, teams are going to designate kind of an emergency quarterback to practice separately. So this is, Buffalo's a place where people want to be. And this isn't the 80s or 90s or even the mid 2000s where it's tough for guys to be marketed in a small market team. It's tough for them to make their full earning potential. But it's 2020 now. It's 2020. Social media is big. They can live wherever they want in the off season if they don't want to live in Buffalo full time. You know, that it's not somewhere that I think people are going to stay away from anymore.
Hey, Marcel, something scary that could have happened. It looks like the Bills avoided that kind of catastrophe that would, you know, throw the rest of the season down the tubes. Josh Allen, the health of that, I don't know, is it ankle, a knee? I mean, I know you weren't able to see practice because they moved it inside, but, you know, is there any risk of Josh being limited or missing time this week with that injury?
No, from what he told us, you know, this isn't something that should limit him moving forward. He said he didn't miss practice today, so it's a positive sign. I haven't seen an injury report come out yet. There's a new NFL policy now where if practices are indoors, no media are allowed. So we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants, just like the rest of us here, the rest of you here. But he's a tough guy, and I think if he can play, he's going to play. That's just the kind of person he is.
So play this out. Monday Night Football, Bills, Niners. We've got a few days here, so you get to reserve the right to change your mind here. But yesterday we talked to your counterpart, Nick Wagoner, who covers the Niners, and he sees the Bills winning this game. Marcel, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, I think the Bills win this game. And it's a big deal. They need to win this game because they haven't left many good tastes in people's mouth when they played on national TV and when they played on primetime, especially this season. They laid two complete duds in their primetime appearances. It's a time to right the ship, and it's an opportunity to really set the standard for the remaining games this season, remaining five games this season. This is a huge stretch. It's a huge stretch for them. I mean, they've got games against the Niners and Broncos, who I think have proven over the past few weeks that, forget what they look like on paper, they can win any game on any given Sunday. They can play spoiler on any given Sunday. Ask the Dolphins and ask the Rams. Then they've got the marquee game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football next week. That's their last chance to throw their hat really in that ring of AFC contenders. They fumbled really against some of the elite teams in the conference earlier this season. They need to put together a strong showing or even win against Pittsburgh in week 14. And then you've got the division game still. This race could come down to those final 2 weeks. So you might have to win in Foxborough, and you might have to beat the Miami Dolphins at home in week 17 in order to capture that, in order to capture that division title. So every week means something from here on out. There are no more weeks off or slow games. Everything is a threat. And all those games are on national TV except that week 17 in Miami, which, who knows, could get flexed if there's a division title on the line.
Marcel, tee it up for our listeners. What are you working on at ESPN.com that we can check out here before Monday night?
If the background I offered on Stephon Diggs wasn't an indication, or didn't give it away, I've got something in the works drawing up the parallels between Stephon's decision to play for his home state, Maryland, and what the surrounding noise was when he came to Buffalo. You know, how he's handled it, what his attitude's been like. Also, I've talked to Mike Locksley, who recruited him in Maryland, and just kind of a bit of information that it'll be in the story that I don't know if people made the connection. So Locksley recruited, he was the primary recruiter when Stephon committed to Maryland. A few years later, he was the co-offensive coordinator at Alabama with Brian Daboll. Hmm. The two were very close, like good friends. So the night that Stephon was traded to Buffalo, Daboll and Locksley spoke at length about what it's like to coach Stephon Diggs and why, what Brian needed to do in order to extract the most out of Stephon. And I'll hold the surprise until the content of the conversation, until the story comes out. But it was one of those aha moments where it's like, oh yeah, I completely forgot that, you know, there's that connection. Excited to get that out to you guys to be publishing on Friday. And other than that, man, just hyper-focused on this Monday night game.
Yeah, Marcel, be safe, be well. We always appreciate your time keeping us updated here in Rochester. Thanks so much today, Marcel.
Thanks for having me, guys. Y'all stay safe as well.
You got it. Marcel Louis-Jacques covering the Bills for ESPN. You can read his work at ESPN.com, ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Buffalo Bills. Joining us for his regular Wednesday afternoon visit. Always feel smarter as a Bills fan after hearing Marcel talk.
Red zone issues for the Steelers. This time it's an Eric Ebron drop in the red zone. And so the Steelers again have to settle for a chip shot field goal. Chris Boswell from 27 yards, 4:27 remaining in the second. It's Pittsburgh 12, Baltimore 7.
NFL appetizers on the way next. News and notes from around the league. Today's top stories in bite-sized form. We'll get to that next. We have happy hour on the way as well. More in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
ESPN Rochester is excited to introduce Radio.com Rewind.
Radio.com Rewind.
It's your way to check out and listen to the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. If you missed it over the past 24 hours, on-demand audio of Rochester's only local sports talk show and afternoon drive. Download the Radio.com app and select and favorite ESPN Rochester. Maybe you missed a big interview, something funny, or just want to hear the entire show. Easy to navigate. Pause and rewind any length of segment you choose or take a listen to the entire show. It's the all-new Radio.com Rewind from ESPN Rochester. Download the Radio.com app now and rewind up to 24 hours so you can catch anything you might have missed on the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Listen the way you want, when you want. Only from AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.